Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Be steadfast. Matthew 24, verse 35. My dearly beloved, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I think we all have heard the expression, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Do you think that is true? What do we do when we are weak and are forced to confess our weakness? That, my friend, is when we let go and let God be God. Sometimes people fail to act because they feel they are unqualified. The fact of the matter is that many people that are great are not that different than anyone else. The only difference is that they remained steadfast at the task. Thomas Edison experimented with over 10,000 substances before discovering the answer in tungsten. A reporter asked him that after 9,999 failures, was he ready to give up? His response was that he had not had any failures. He only found 9,999 substances that would not do the job. Being steadfast for the Lord does not focus on the results which are evident to us. It is being the faithful servant who keeps on doing the work God calls each of us to do, and then leaving the results up to Him. Are you steadfast? May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.
Pastor Cecil reminds us regularly of the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailydevotional.com and clicking on the section that says, The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you follow along, every day at the end of the year, you'll have worked your way through the entire Holy Bible, and you'll get to hear Pastor Cecil's special prayer for the day at the end of the reading. Please invite others who could use the encouragement to read or listen to today's devotional. If you're not currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals directly to your own email address, you can subscribe by going to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.